the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري.
In this part of the Kumail supplication, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, إِلَهِ وَرَبِّي مَنْ لِي غَيْرُكَ أَسْأَلُهُ كَشْفَ ضُرِّي وَالنَّظَرَ فِي أَمْرِي. O my Allah, O my Lord, have I any but you from whom to ask the remedy of my affliction and regard for my affairs? In the previous episode explaining this part of the supplication, we concluded that we should always hope in Allah's mercy. We should beseech to Him in such a way that if we are drowning in the middle of the sea, we have detached ourselves from anyone and anything. We know we have no relations, no assistance, no dependence. We have no worldly reliance on anyone but Almighty Allah. This is one of the most important etiquettes and requisites of supplication which Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us through this divine Kumail supplication. In fact, the one who says, O Allah, O my Lord, deserves to be free from all reliance and dependence except that which is from the true Creator. The one who is calling out to his Lord is aware of the fact that his Lord is his Creator, so naturally he will observe some of the requisites and some of the etiquettes of supplication. Such a person should observe the world, its wealth, its position, passion, and material things as a blessing, as a tool, which is granted by Allah. But for having a sound worldly life, but to reach a prosperous hereafter. Thus, he should not consider these elements of the world as his master. He should not be controlled by his own desires to own all these things, because anyone who accepts anyone else besides Allah is called a polytheist, and the prayer of polytheists would never be accepted. The one who says, O my Creator, should be free from the sovereignty of other false masters, other pharaohs and their traditions. Because if he is dependent upon false masters, if he is following their traditions, his prayer would not be accepted. Because this prayer has got nowhere to reach, even if he faces many hardships. One should be hopeless of all creatures, which cannot even help to the slightest extent except by Allah's will. In this case, he would be wholly dependent on Allah and should not feel insufficient.
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs. My God, my nourisher, have I anyone except you from whom I can seek the removal of my afflictions and understanding of my problem?
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, the lovers of Allah, who have always had sufficient knowledge about Him and His creatures, and know this fact pretty well, that Allah's creatures cannot do anything to solve their problems, have always been in a state of joyfulness and satisfaction towards their lords. These scholars have always considered Him as the sole problem solver, and they have been saying this wholeheartedly. My Allah, my Lord, when you say Ya Rabb or Rabbi, this means you know He is your creator and He is the one who controls you. Just like Prophet Moses, who stated, O my Lord, I have something in my poverty which you do not have in all your resources. Then Allah addressed him, What do you have? And he said, I have a Lord like you. When such a supplicant cuts his relationship ties with anyone, when such a person is paying attention only to Allah, He would have mercy on him. He would give him blessings. He would solve his problems and have regard for all his affairs. And in this case, the servant would be accepted before the Almighty. The servant would be subject to His benevolence despite his many sins, because he is hopeless of anyone and anything other than the Almighty Allah, and he's only relying on his Creator. This is the nature and essence of supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you through high. be with me.